This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know the want to is there, Heather, I'd say. You know, the want to is definitely there. I think we're learning and growing through some of these. You know, we got to do a better job taking care of the football. And then the penalties hurt us. That combined on the offensive side, then defensively, I thought we did some good things in the last drive, and then, you know, the big given fourth and long in the big two big passes back to back, you know. So I think again an opportunity for us to learn.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, Sean. Congrats on the win. I understand that being 8-3 is more important than really any reason that you might not be 8-3. But to follow up on Heather, to what extent does that give you that teachable or coachable thing on the closing out and how you address it maybe going forward, just knowing what it means for this team to not let teams back in games, because at some point that can bite you?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely can clean some things up, Vic, to your point, in the fourth quarter there. You know, again, it comes back to the ball. The ball keeps people in games. And we didn't do a good enough job with the ball. And we had some penalties there. And again, just to closing the team out, we got them in fourth and long. You know, so we got to do a better job there as well. I do think there was a lot of good things, and it is good. It's hard to win in this league, man. And you know it. So it's good to be 8-3.
And one more, Sean, on mindset, because you know this as well as anybody. You preach that on so many levels. Can that be a mentality that you said the desire is there? Can you ask for more than that in terms of players just understanding what it means to keep control all the way through and not do a thing to mess it up when you're up by 18 or whatever?
Yeah. Well, if I'm laying on the ground, you know, one of these days, I don't know why.
Okay.
You'll know why.
Thank
it would
you.
Be nice, Vic. It would be nice. I know. Look at this. I got a buckle with a full head of hair. I had a full head of hair when I met you guys, right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. Matt Bovee here. I guess you talk about the self-inflicted wounds and you talk about, you know, the things that are keeping the other team in a game. For you, what is the most frustrating? What self-inflicted wound is the one that, you know, gets you the most fired up, I guess?
Really all of them, you know, because they all factor into the game. So, you know, look, we came off the bye, we got a win, and yeah, we've got a lot of things to clean up, which I heard, I got on the tail end of Josh's call there, he hit it, right? So a lot of things to clean up. That's why we go back to work, go back to practice, and that's why we coach, and we got a great group of guys who I know are going to come back with a growth mindset and attack it head on here.
I know, you know, no football team is complete and you've never arrived, but does it say something that in a day when you guys didn't play your best, especially down the stretch, you were still able to get a win?
Feel good about that. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to get into really, you know, that too much though. You know, I feel good about the win, man. These are hard to come by, really hard. And that's a good football team. And they're well coached by Anthony, as I've said all week long. And they've got good players. So just very proud of the guys that we were able to stay on the mission and stay focused. And, you know, we had some plays that we got to get cleaned up, as I've said.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep.
Hey, Sean. Question on Brian Winters. You guys said a few guys were in the mix this week.
he gets his ninth start. How would you say he's been performing, not only today, but, you know, now 9 games into the season with you guys? How would you say he's been doing?
Yeah, look, he's a veteran player that, you know, he's come in and done a nice job. And you know, he continues to get on the same page with the other guys now. You know, we've got a little bit of continuity from one game, I guess. You know, real proud of the way he's embraced how we do things here. He's been really in one spot his whole career and in the division at that. So I really appreciate the way he's embraced us here and he's added to who we are.
And as you mentioned, that continuity piece, is there some excitement in the building to now have this maybe group of five and maybe see what they can do over the course of a few games together?
Yeah, that's a good thing, right? When you can have guys that play together, they've communicated together, they know looks, they know how each other's going to fit off each other, and that's always positive.
Thanks, Sean.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Coach. Two things, real quick. First, can you just comment on how your defensive effort seemed to morph and change to what was needed in the game? For example, you may not have gotten sacks in the first half, but you were hurrying Justin Herbert's kind of timing of his plays. You were forcing a lot of incompletions. And then in the second half, when some adverse circumstances got thrown at your defense, just the way they were able to respond every single time, particularly in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought that was very impressive, Chris. You know, I thought Leslie and the staff did a great job during the week, shaping a good game plan with good communication, and the players embraced it. And they spent a lot of time this week. That's a good offense, right? And they've been hot and with weapons all over. And then getting Eckler back, I think, was a big jolt for them and in a good way. And our guys rose to the challenge. So that's what we got to do every week.
Sorry. And then on the other side of the ball, just the balance that you felt your run game provided for the offense as a whole today.
Yeah, that was big. We go from, I think, 50-some yards in the first half to, 173, is that what it was? Somewhere thereabouts, you know, in the second half. And I'm proud of the offensive line, the backs, and Coach Dave's and the way he handled it.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, how proud are you of the way that your team has progressed defensively? It seemed like early on in the season, everybody was kind of freaking out, and you kind of said, you know, we need to be – it's early in the season. Was this how your team has progressed going up against top offenses the last three games? How proud are you of the way they've stayed disciplined and kind of come together?
Yeah, you know, I tip my hat to the defensive staff, Coach Frazier, and defensive staff and the players, you know, led by Tremaine and our front, and then – you know, you're looking at a back end that's done some good things also. So they're really starting to play well together and get on the same page. And I think that's a credit to all of them.
You being a defensive-minded coach, does it start to feel better starting to frustrate some offenses again?
No, I want to give the credit where it's due to those guys. I try and balance my time between offense, defense, and special teams, but it does – That's the defense I expect. You know, I expect that every week, and I think it just goes back to, and you got to start every week. Fundamentals, technique, spending time in the film room together, all those things is a big part of earning the right to win, and they did that.
Thanks, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Sean, was there, I guess, even more of a concerted effort to establish the run today compared to weeks past, especially after spending the last week in that deep dive to kind of solve it?
I don't know. I mean, we know, like all teams, you identify the gap of where you are and where you want to be, Marcel, and so then you evolve during the game, you know, and I think I thought our coordinators did that, did it well. Coaches had great communication during the game, and again, the players are the ones that they have to execute. They got to do it, and I thought they did that in the second half in particular, to your point.
And we've seen you win this week with a run heavier script. We saw it in week, 8-9 against the Patriots as well. Have you done enough to, you know, I guess prove or be comfortable knowing that you can win a game, whether it's throwing the ball or running it?
Yeah, I think you never want to take it for granted, but it's again developing a football team you know, whether it's the defense or in this case with the run game offensively, you got to continue to morph and evolve and grow and develop as a football team. And you know, there's still a gap. We still, as been mentioned clearly on this call, we still have a lot to work on.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, it's Kim Jones. And I know I'm asking this after a win, but I'm curious how you process some of the self-inflicted stuff, including the 15-yard penalties. And I would guess you put some of the turnovers in that category as well.
Kim, I think you know me well enough. That doesn't sit well with me. And the great part about it, honestly, Kim, is it doesn't sit well with our team, the players and the coaches, right? It's one thing for me to get upset about it, but at the end of the day, it's about clear expectations, and our players have a great understanding for what we want and honestly what wins in this league. And you can't do that to yourself.
Your players who came on, at least this Zoom I'm on, almost sounded like they lost the game. I mean, I think that you can take heart in the fact that they take it to heart, right?
Yeah, I know my team. You know, I know our team, Kim, and that's the great part about these guys and these gals, is whether it's, you know, our staff. I'm talking just staff, not just the coaching staff, but everyone knows we've gotten to the point where we know what people know what's expected, and you can't do that and expect to win games. You're playing, you're living dangerously, and so, you know, look, at the end of the day, there's always things to work on. It's certainly good to come out with a win against a good football team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.